Dissecting Batman. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I went to see Batman, The Dark Knight, and I have to say that watching a psychopath blow things up for no reason is always a fun way to spend an afternoon, but I think somebody needs to answer a few questions. Now, I know that, of course, you suspend disbelief during any movie, but give me a break. Number one, early on, Batman has the Joker cornered at that fundraiser on the top floor of the Wayne Building, right? Now, I suppose I can accept that he actually managed to break into the Wayne Building despite more high-tech security than any structure in Gotham City. But once his henchmen have been beaten up, how does he escape? Does no one at that party have a gun? Okay, it was filmed in Chicago, but Wayne Enterprises doesn't even have a decent security guard? And tell me this, how does the Joker, deranged genius though he may be, plant explosives throughout Gotham General Hospital and in the engine rooms of two ferries without anybody knowing? Seriously. And how does Bruce Wayne overnight reprogram every cell phone to be part of a distributed sonar array that ultimately provides him with X-ray vision? The whole Batman premise is that he has no superpowers, right? He is the non-Superman, only as good as his equipment and his physical training. But in this film, money becomes a superpower. Bruce Wayne's wealth can accomplish anything. His suit makes him invulnerable, his wings let him fly, his cell phone program gives him X-ray vision. And yet, one guy with a sick mind and bad clown makeup holds him off for 2.5 hours. If this is supposed to be a metaphor for the war on terrorism, I don't like our chances. I think Gotham City would be better off with Hellboy. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.